Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
Well, I've been really excited about this morning. I just know that you are not here by accident. You have been prayed for. You go, well, how did He know I was coming? I didn't, but God did. And since God knew you were coming today, I believe today God has a word for you. God has a time for you to dive deeper and to just break down some walls that we may have put up. Galatians 1, verse 3. May God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. May God give you grace and peace. 2 Peter 1, 2. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus. As you grow in your knowledge. You know, you're not going to grow God or Jesus. You're just going to grow in your knowledge of Him. And so I want to encourage you right now, as you grow in your knowledge of Him, you're going to get some grace and peace. And I've got to continue talking about, because I know we talked the last two Sundays about victory today, but victory 2 weeks ago isn't good enough. We still got to have victory today. Yeah. Now, let me just tell you, today's victory is not good for tomorrow. What are you talking about? We, as God's people, have to have victory every day. So you can get up tomorrow morning and you say, you know what? I'm grateful that God spoke to me yesterday in whatever way He speaks to you today. But that's not going to work for tomorrow. God, thank you, you're going to speak to me today. God, thank you that today I have victory. And so I just, as I want to end out today, the series that I've been talking about, if God will release me from it, here's what I want you to know. Victory today is imperative, not for Sunday at the last of September. It's every day. Every day we've got to have victory. And the way we do that is growing in our knowledge of God and Jesus. As we do that, He provides grace and peace. You know, grace is the favor of God. And peace, there's so many definitions that I wrote down. I just sat there this morning as I was praying, and I just thought, okay, yeah, that's peace. Yep, yeah, that's peace. Yeah, that would be peace. If I could get healed, I'd get peace there. If I could get this taken care of, I'd get peace here. If I could just have what I've been praying for, I would have peace here. Have you ever thought, well, I've got peace over here, but I really need it right here? Maybe you've thought, I've got peace with this side of my family, but this side's just turmoil. See, what we're looking for is grace and peace in every situation. And so as I was writing some of these, let me just tell you what I wrote down about peace. And I felt like this was just God speaking to me this morning. It's not being moved wrong physically or emotionally. Wouldn't you have peace if you weren't moved wrong emotionally? Maybe if you weren't moved wrong physically. We get moved physically and we get moved emotionally. And you know why? Because we respond to things physically and emotionally. You know why we respond to them? Because we're looking at things physically and emotionally. And so if we're wanting some peace, we've got to understand that that's only going to come through correct knowledge. Knowing you're allowed to have something you don't deserve provides a peace. I didn't deserve this. But God, thank you for this goodness. Thank you for the peace that I have right now. What? See, keeping your mind on who did that for you, every time you're walking enjoying whatever good it is that you're walking and realizing I didn't deserve it, you know your mind's on God. As you sit here and you think about daily the cross and what you didn't deserve that Jesus did, then as you think about the cross and the goodness that He did, the good thing that He did, then we can have our mind focused on Him. We need peace in a fallen world. The only time we can get it is to have a knowing, to have knowledge. Peace only comes based on knowledge. People who aren't living in peace don't have a knowledge strong enough, or they haven't grown enough in their knowledge of God and Jesus. If you're here today and you don't have peace in an area, I want you to know you can grow in knowledge of God and Jesus, and you can get peace in that area. Now, I want to start that out because you need some victory. And I don't know what area of life you're deemed victory in, but the word of God will provide that for you. And so I got a lot of scripture today, Isaiah 26:3. You'll keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. You know, when we get messed up is when we get our thinker all messed up. We start thinking wrong. You're not in perfect peace. You need to check your knowledge. It's not really because of your circumstances. It's because of how you're thinking about things. It's how you're thinking about it. James 4:7, submit yourselves. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Well, the devil's just all over me. Well, resist him. Well, it can't be that simple. The Bible says it is. Resist the devil and he will flee. But he just wreaking havoc upon my life. Resist him. Resist him. He has no power except for what you give him. Romans 12:2, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Oh, we need that verse today. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. You know how God transforms you? By changing the way you think. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't let the world pour you into their mold. If you look at the original Greek, that's exactly what that definition. Don't let the world pour you into their mold. Someone's going to have a different response to what's going on or nothing's going to change. There will be no end to anything if we don't have some Christians say, okay, we're not pouring into this mold, and we need you to know that God is bigger than what our society is facing. We are not transformed by fasting and praying. Pastor, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, I'm not talking down on fasting and praying. What I'm saying is, you want transformed, you got to change the way you think. You got to renew your mind. Victory today is ours, and we're not waiting till tomorrow. We need to see ourselves correctly, and we have to see ourselves based on the mirror of God's word that views our spiritual life. Every one of you in here, if you have accepted what Jesus did on the cross and you are born again, you have the supernatural power of God on the inside of you, and every one of you has the power to raise the dead, cast out devils, speak with new tongues, lay hands on the sick, and see them recover. I'm not going to quit teaching this because the Bible is very specific about this. God has given this power to every single one of you, but it is not going to work until you believe it. I can't believe it for you. I can encourage you. I can keep reading it. I can keep speaking it. I can keep telling you what the word says, but until you believe the word for your own life, you're not going to experience any of this. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. No, you got to know that all parts of your person has to be expected by the pneuma, your spirit. Pneuma is the Greek for spirit. It's the word used in Scripture. When you are born again, your spirit is experiencing salvation forever. That's what God did for you. He saved you. You say, well, I still think wrong. Well, that's because you're talking about your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. And you are going to wake up tomorrow and discount what happened today. Therefore, every day you have to renew your mind and check how you're thinking. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Your body, man, you just don't know the physical issues I'm dealing with. Okay, well, I understand all of that, and it will be renewed and saved when this life is over. But it's not to say that you can't experience a healing today. But that's only going to manifest through spirit. Yeah. And so a lot of people are just praying for a physical. You're going, man, he's going too fast for me. Go back and listen to the last 2 weeks. Even Wednesday nights. Because I've been talking about being led by the Spirit and been talking about having victory in our life. And the only way it's going to happen is spiritually. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation, a new creature, a new person. Old things have died, passed away, it says. Old things have passed away, all things become new. It's a new person in your spirit, man. One translation says it's a new species of being that has never existed before. I like that. I'm a new species. the old person's not here anymore. Yeah, I know I kind of look the same, but if you could see my spirit, it's just totally different. It's a new person, a new creation. And we who are born again, as we gain knowledge, we start living victorious because our spirit man starts being who comes out in every area. Galatians 4:6. Because we are his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts. Are y'all with me? Because we are his children. I know that this morning I'm not preaching a salvation message, spiritual salvation. I'm talking to a bunch of people that gave their heart and life to Jesus. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it's 5 years ago. Maybe it's when you were 8 years old. But I'm talking to a church that's been born again. They've accepted Jesus. And so knowing that, because you are his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts. Galatians 4:6. I'm just speaking the word here. You have the spirit of Christ in you. Romans 8:9. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You're controlled by the spirit if you have the spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who don't have the spirit of Christ living in them don't belong to him at all. You receive the Spirit of Christ when you're born again. You're brand new in your spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says you have the mind of Christ. Now it's talking about in your spirit. If Christ dwells in you, lives in you, then you have the mind of Christ in you. Does that make... A lot of people take that verse and say, well, I have the mind of Christ. You only have the ability to have the mind of Christ as the mind of Christ is in you. Right. It's in your being. It's in your being, so you have access to the mind of Christ. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Here's the really cool part. If Christ lives in you, then you have the faith of Christ in you. You live based on his faith. You have the same quantity, you have the same quality of faith in your spirit being. If Christ lives in you, then you has his faith in you. Well, I just don't have enough faith. You're accessing the wrong thing. You need to get born again. Oh, wait, I thought we could grow in our faith. You can. You can grow in your knowledge physically and mentally, and you can have some faith in those areas. But I'm talking about your spirit being. Your spirit man, where Christ dwells. When you got saved, you asked him to come in, and we use this phrase, and I just read why. We ask him to come into our heart. Ephesians 1:7. He's already showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. You know you have wisdom and understanding because he's already done that. Here's our problem. We're not accessing it. We're not accessing the wisdom and understanding of God. If we were, there would be a different narrative based on the number of Christians who live right here in the United States of America. We've got a problem. And that's why I'm preaching it right now, because we have to be accessing the wisdom and understanding of God that dwells in us. 1 John 2:20, you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. Oh, but I feel like I don't know anything. The Bible says you know all things. You know how you know all things? Through your spirit, because Christ knows all things. And we've got to learn how to access the mind of Christ in us in everything we do. There was a time in my life where I just came to a point where it just clicked with me. And I'm praying that today, this is your day. It just finally clicked with me that I understand why it's so important that I pray daily in the spirit. I knew, and I had studied, and I knew that was available for me, and it wasn't for, well, it's not for everyone. I'm not here to teach on the specifics of all of your doubts. But if you want to know more about that, I'll be happy to talk to you. Here's what I want you to know. I had to get myself convinced that this was something that the Bible talked about, and it wasn't something that we just were going to ignore and not talk about like I was raised to ignore and not talk about. Because you're talking to someone who was raised that had gone away, that had passed away, that's not anymore for us. And the only verse they could pull out that said that was the same verse that says, knowledge is past. When we're in the greatest day of knowledge we've ever experienced. And I'm not here to debate anything, I'm just here to say I didn't understand that. So I thought, okay, finally, you have convinced me that this is available to me. Well, I don't want to miss something that's available to me, so I want to I want to receive the baptism of the Spirit that's evidenced, because the gift is the Holy Spirit, that's evidenced by speaking of tongues. So I want to do that. And then why would I want to speak in tongues again? Because they said every time I spoke in tongues, I'd get some power. And that's not just what they said, it's what the Bible said. So I was, okay, I'll do that. And so I did that, and I received the baptism of the Spirit. I was like, okay, now I'm speaking in tongues. All right, this is kind of different for me, but I'm there. And I left it right there. But there was a day and time that my prayer is today, this may be your day and time, that I understand the purpose is bigger than I ever understood. There are days, let me just say, that I don't. And real quick, I start seeing victory as not mine. I start not seeing victory today. And I see it in my physical eyes and in my mind. And I get messed up between my ears. Because my spirit man starts being stifled and I start only listening to what my mind will tell me and what my eyes can see or my ears hear or my tongue taste or my fingers feel. Come on, am I making sense? 1 Corinthians 14:14. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally. When you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. When you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. When you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. What is it praying? Here was the clicking that happened for me. When you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. What is it praying? The wisdom of God. I don't know that I see that. All right, well, with that understanding, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting in verse 10. I'll give you a second to get there. If my spirit is praying God's wisdom, according to the word, and we're in need of wisdom to manifest itself mentally, emotionally, our will, our wants, if we're in need of the wisdom of God in our physical being, then how do we get that? Through praying in tongues and God's wisdom. Let's read this, 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. He has revealed to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Verse 11, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. You can know the things that God gives us. How? Through his Spirit. Verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Who's the natural man? The carnal man. The natural man does not speak. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness to him. And that was me. I had to have it make sense right here. I had to have it make sense with my mind, will, and emotions. I had to make it make sense physically. Oh, I'm hearing them speaking. It doesn't make sense. And well, And I was taught that if someone's speaking in tongues, then they just have the ability to speak in another language. That's all great, except for you're still talking physical, not spiritual. So it makes no sense because it's talking about tongues being a spiritual response. So how are we going to manifest it physically when it's not? It's a spiritual. These things we also speak, not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. And we already read, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The hidden wisdom of God comes to us in our spirit where he is. How do you access the Spirit of God? You pray in the Spirit. That's where wisdom comes. Now, chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, verse 13. So anyone who speaks in tongues should pray also for the ability to interpret what has been said. Why is this important? Because we need to have the wisdom in between our ears. So as you're praying in tongues, and this is one of the areas that just finally clicked with me, Father, thank you that I have been given the wisdom of Christ. I can't argue that because I just read all of these scriptures that say you have been given the wisdom of Christ. When you need wisdom, you need it between your ears. Well, how do I get it? And most people are just trying to get wisdom by something they read, sight, something they hear, ears. They're trying to get it physically when it says it comes spiritually. Well, if it comes spiritually, then I need to access it how? Spiritually. Well, I just don't believe in speaking in tongues. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Because the Bible was, as I've read this, it just become more and more and more clear. Father, thank you that you have given me the wisdom that I'm in need of. And that wisdom is Christ in me. It's Christ in me. This is for me. I mean, it's for me. And it's for you. And I can't give you the wisdom from me. It's got to come from Christ in you. And as he has downloaded that in my spirit, I need an interpretation. Because I need to get it between my ears. See, I know all things. Well, you're just pretty prideful. No, I know all things because Christ knows all things and he lives in me. Right. Ask me, I'll tell you. I know all things. Well, that's pretty prideful. I know all things according to what Christ knows. So if it's not in the Word, it doesn't line up with the Word, then I've only got to depend on what's between my ears, and that's messing us up in our society, let me just tell you. We've got a lot of people depending on what's between their ears, and we've got to have some people depending on what's in their heart. And hopefully what's in your heart is the wisdom of God. And if the wisdom of God is there, then how do we get it out? We pray in the Spirit so that it will be spoke into our lives, and as we pray in the Spirit, then we ask for an interpretation, and I'm going to pray forth the hidden wisdom of God, and then I'm going to ask God for an interpretation of what I just prayed. Now, I would love for some of you that are in agreement with me to agree a little more this morning. Because I'm going to stay out of what's between my ears, and I'm going to pray that you're just hearing what I'm saying. Some of you go, I just don't know about all this. I'm going to pray in the Spirit, then I'm going to ask God for an interpretation of what I just prayed. Yep. I've used this illustration in the last 2 months, probably twice. I'm getting ready to use it again. It's just like a well that has all this life-giving water. And you would die of thirst if you couldn't get it out. So you would lower a bucket down to get some of it. And when you speak in tongues, your spirit is praying and you're drawing the wisdom out of a well that you have no access to without that. See, you're drawing the wisdom out of you. You are the well, and you have prayed in the Spirit and downloaded God's wisdom, and now you need an interpretation to pull it back up, and God will show you, and it'll change the way you think. Do you see how these verses all come together? Let God transform the way you think. You know how he does that? Through your spirit. I don't know if you've ever saw that verse that big. But if you want, If you want to experience the wisdom of God, then you've got to let him transform the way you think. Well, how does he do that? Through the well that he has that is plentiful, and all the wisdom that he has, you need to draw that out, and it needs to manifest into your life. Some of you go, that's just too simple. It's just too simple. Well, when I don't know what to do in my natural mind makes everything real confusing. And so it's just real simple for me not to depend on my countless mind. I mean, my countless scenarios that are going through my mind. And I start just speaking in tongues, and then I ask God for an interpretation, and then wham. I want you to know, I didn't know what to do for a gym to be put here. I remember that just like it was yesterday, because physically I had all these ideas. I had all these ideas of how I could make some more money and how I could just figure out how I could build and do this and I could do this physically and mentally. And I just fought and fought and fought and fought. And then I said, okay, God, I've got all these thoughts and I have no idea. Father, I don't know what to do. And so when I was at the end of my rope mentally and physically, you know what I did? I just started praying in tongues. Really? Yeah, I did. In fact, what you don't know is I've walked all over this hillside when it was just dirt here. And I just prayed in tongues and said, I don't have any idea. I just know that you've placed in my heart something bigger, because we're not all going to fit in this other building one day. So I just walked around praying in tongues. And I remember thinking, okay, I don't know anything I just prayed. I don't really even feel better physically. Emotionally, I still have no idea. And then I walked back in my office, and I remembered walking back in and going, okay, God, I don't know what that was all about, but I have now prayed in tongues, and power is going to come. And so if you have any care for me at all and your people, like I'm challenging him, but he knew my heart, I need to know what to do. I need to know. And I would say I need to know what to do right after praying in tongues. And what I didn't even realize at the time, I was asking for an interpretation. Yeah. And it was like this. He said, you're willing to make a sacrifice, but you got to talk to my people about getting on the same page and getting in agreement. And then let's believe together. And so what I did is I came back in, and I was scared to tell anybody that God had just said that. So I just would tell people God told me. But you know how he told me? He told me because I stood up here and I spoke in tongues for hour on hour on hour. And I went back to my office. God, I need to know what to do. And then he downloaded what to do. He said, take a sacrificial offering. I said, do you know what the median income is for this area, God? We don't have enough families to do that. He said, yeah, it don't matter. Just do what I say. Yes, sir. So I went back in, and I don't know if anybody was here. I think we have a few of you that were here that day. And I was squirmish. I don't know what word to say. Okay, here's what God said. Squimish, squirmish. I was squirming. And I stood here, and I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. And I pulled a few scriptures out that would try to support it. They did. But the fact of the matter is, God had downloaded it into my spirit, and then he manifested it through knowledge. Yeah. How did that happen? I needed an interpretation. Yeah. God, I need your help. So I came in here, and then we received an offering somewhere around $80,000. I've got the exact figure written down somewhere. And voila, we have a gym. Well, Pastor, you're just awesome. Nope. I was squirmish. I don't know what to tell you, because I didn't know what I was saying, except for I just knew in my heart, yeah. I knew in my spirit, yeah. Yeah. That it was God's wisdom that was going to move this forward, not mine. Yeah. That's why it's important for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Yeah. Right. Well, I just don't know why it's important. I'm just trying to give you an example. Yeah. It's important. We need everybody doing something really phenomenal. And here's the thing. I have had seasons of life that I've not done that. And I've had those seasons of life, and I've looked back and see I didn't have victory. When I saw the biggest victory, I can always point back to a time I was spending praying in the Spirit and asking for an interpretation. And then God, why do we have to be like this? Why do I have to be like this? I don't know. I just know that that's a dependency that we recognize and say, okay, God, I need to turn this around right now. People here today have received the baptism. I already know that. You've received the baptism and you're not doing it very often. It's like people are just dying of thirst with a well sitting right beside them and they never stick the bucket down. I don't know why. We need to spend time, church, praying in the Spirit. We need to spend time, church, praying in the Spirit. We need to spend time, church, praying in the Spirit. We need to spend time praying in the Spirit, and then we need to ask for an interpretation and get what's between our ears fixed. Because we're getting so caught up on the physical of what's happened to us in life, and it's defeating God's people, and He made a way where you don't have to live defeated. I have searched and searched my natural mind for answers so many times, and I just tried and tried and tried. Finally, I said, okay, I'm just going to pray in tongues. Why is that our last resort? Why is it my last resort? I hit myself over the head this morning. I'm just trying real hard to explain this, and I'm doing my best, and I don't know if I'm making any sense, but there's a need for us to access the knowledge that's inside of us. And we'll spend so much time searching the carnal mind and never access the Spirit of God because the mind of Christ dwells in us. When I'm praying in tongues, I'm praying in the Spirit and I line it up with the Word and I have no problem messing anything up. Because I don't. He's perfect. And the supernatural ability comes out and you have a knowing. I can tell you how many times that has happened in my life. I can tell you time and time again. I can just countless times. I can just keep going and experience after experience. If you've been born again and baptized in the Spirit of God, you have the power and ability to access the mind of Christ that's living in you. And you have a knowing that you can walk in moving forward in life. So many go through life and just hope that God is working on their behalf. I'm just hoping God's working on my behalf. I'm just wishing that I could know some things. I'm asking God and I'm just waiting. So God, please just give me some power and some help. And what I'm telling you is He already has and He's given you the ability to access that. So many, though, are leaning on their own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. What's in your heart? The Spirit of God. So trust in what's in your heart. Now, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. Trust what's in your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. What's your own understanding? Well, mind, will, and emotions. That's your own understanding. Don't depend on that. It's going to get us in trouble. The Spirit of Christ dwells in our heart, and so trust Him out of the depth of your heart. Study this so that your mind will allow your spirit man to come forth. We have this wisdom from God, and so many Christians are not even using it. We're walking around like we're blind people, but we've been given spiritual sight, and we have victory available today. The knowledge of God is available, and we need His knowledge so that we can have His grace and peace. We can't be talking like we're wondering about God. I'm just wondering what God's going to do here. 1 Corinthians 12:1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant. Let me just tell you. Ashley says, I don't want you to be ignorant. I can tell you countless pastors and people have spoken into my life. Ashley, I don't want you to be ignorant. You know what ignorant means? Oh, you're just ignorant. That's not what they say. What they're saying is you're without knowledge. And you're wanting some grace and peace in your circumstance, you need some knowledge. How are you going to get some knowledge? Access your spirit. What's in your spirit? Christ. Ephesians 5:17, don't be foolish, unwise, ignorant, but understand what the will of God is. God isn't hiding His will from you. You've got to pursue what God has called you to do. How do I do that? You pursue Him through your spirit, man. Believe God has already placed inside of you everything that you're in need of. Stick your nose in the Bible. Stick your nose in the Bible. Start understanding how the kingdom of God works. We've got classes every Sunday morning. Well, I just can't get up that early. I don't know what to tell you. Stay ignorant. Yeah. We've got classes teaching the knowledge of God. Yeah. Teaching how you can learn more from the Word. Yeah. Get your nose in the Bible. get your nose in the Bible. You're going and you're not having peace. You're not having the grace of God. I need more power. Get your nose in the Bible. Start understanding how the kingdom works. You start unlocking these things. You start praying in tongues. You start asking for an interpretation. And you start knowing what His will is. And then when people say, are you doing what God's called you to do? You can say, yes, sir, I sure am. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm doing what God wants me to or not. You can. You can. Your job all of a sudden becomes real significant when you're in the will of God. Well, I just don't know if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, pray in tongues. Well, I don't believe in that. Well, then keep wondering. I don't know what. He wants to use you. He wants to make your life so awesome. When you wake up in the morning, He wants you to be excited about your day. Instead of pulling the covers over your head and wishing you could just go back to sleep. If that's you every morning, God wants you to be excited about today. Instead of crying and saying, Jesus, please come back now. I hope the rapture happens in the next 5 minutes. You have purpose right here. You're breathing for a reason. You need to be excited about His return, but if He tarries, come on now, I have a lot to do. I got a lot to do, and so I want to get up in the morning and move. I got up this morning at 6 o'clock, and I said, oh, God, it's time to get up, and I'm looking forward to a good day, but if I could just sleep for a few more minutes. And then all of a sudden, I started praying in the Spirit, and I just, because I knew what I was talking about today. So I'm laying in bed praying in the Spirit, and I said, okay, what did you mean by that? Get up. My thinking got fixed. I got out of bed and I went and started praying and believing God for a good day. See, I don't know how to do this in between my ears because I'm messing it up all the time. So sometimes I got to quit trying to figure it all out in between my, I don't know if I'm helping anybody today. But I want you to know, when you start beginning to understand more of the things of God, you start getting an excitement about life. You start getting an excitement about God's call. And all of a sudden, this world starts looking a lot more desirable because you start seeing every situation is just an opportunity to brag on Him. Where's your mask? Where's your Jesus? Well, that's not right. You shouldn't say that. Let me just tell you, if I need to wear one, I'll put one on. But here's what I want to tell you. Let me give this as an opportunity just to brag on Him. Well, why would you do that? Because He heals all our diseases. Really? Well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, let me introduce you to Him. He's the greatest thing you'll ever experience. Maybe we'll have to go out on the porch and talk about it, and I'll put my mask on while I'm talking. But I just want you to know that I want to be able to pray for people. I want to be able to lay hands on people. I want to be able to see people healed. I want to see people delivered. How do I do that? Access the Spirit of God, and I use every circumstance. Okay, you're wearing a mask and someone's not. Can I pray for you? I don't care which side of the debate you're on. That's all a physical debate. But at some point, we got to be the spirit man that God's called us to be, and we got to stand bold and say, here's what the kingdom of God. You know, you'll only be able to do that when you look at your day is going to be great. If you're looking at your day as great, I got to go to work again, and I have to wear a mask all day, you're going to be miserable because you're interpreting everything from what's between your ears. Yeah. Come on, I know I'm talking to somebody because a lot of you have to wear masks all day. Well, I don't disagree with it. I'm not here to debate you. I'm here to tell you that we've got to be led by our spirit man. And we've got to have victory today, and it can't be about a mask. God can do anything. Do you believe that? I was taught in my past that God can do anything, but He hasn't done nothing yet. So we would pray about something, and God can do anything, but He hasn't done anything yet, and He could do it if He wanted to. And if you would just pray hard enough, if you'd live holy enough, if you just do the right things, maybe God will move on your behalf. And that's how I was seeking God's power and demonstration in my life. But the truth is, you have the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in you. And we don't look at life like that. Let me just tell you what changes people. John 8:32 and John 17:17. Here's what changes people. It's when they find out the truth. Well, what's that say? You will know the truth, and you know what the truth will do? It'll set you free. It'll set you free. Well, I just keep debating this. Well, you need to know the truth. Well, I do know the truth. You don't. I'm not here to argue with you. Then be happy with where you're at. Do you got peace? Got some grace? Got some joy? The joy of the Lord, your strength? Well, I don't know. We had men's breakfast yesterday. I heard Kirk Broberg's testimony. And he talked about the joy of the Lord. And he's talked about a thing that's up on his wall. It says, choose today who you'll serve. You know, every day's a choice. Yeah. Every day's a choice. Well, I'm going to serve God. All right, well, if you're going to serve God, then you might want to know about him. Okay, well, if you're going to know about him, what do I need to know about him? The word of God. Get your nose in there. John 17:17 says, Jesus is talking. He says, make them holy by your truth. God, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is true. Teach them your word, which is true. I want to help somebody today, and I only can help you by teaching and showing you the truth of God. And the truth of God will set you free. What is freedom? Freedom is peace. Freedom is joy. Freedom is goodness, and freedom is power. You aren't going to get something new from the Word. You're not going to get something new from the Word. The Word has been the same Word. Since it was spoke, it hasn't changed. The Word of God is the same. What you need is a revelation of the Word. And that's what I need, and that's what I continue to need. It's through knowledge and the growth of the knowledge of Him that your life will start, and you'll start having a zip to your step. You like that? Something will start happening that you haven't seen happening before. How? Because I'm going to start accessing what I said I wanted in me. Yeah. Many people here, they listen to the same stuff that unbelievers listen to. They watch the same stuff that unbelievers listen to. They read the same stuff that unbelievers read. They get the same information from the same news sources as the unbelievers get. And you want different results than everyone else is getting, but you're feeding in the same information. Yeah. It ain't ever going to work. I don't know what to tell you, but I want something new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, that's new. That's a new creation, and the old things are passed away. Don't act like you're still the old man. You're going to have to watch what you're taking in. So a man thinketh in his heart, that's how he is. A man thinks in his heart exactly the way he is. We're going to have to unplug from this world and plug into the Word of God. Everybody is sometimes in my family embarrassed by me because they'll start talking about a song or a new artist or all these things that you haven't heard that song. No, where you been? I don't know, but I've not been there. I don't know. Trivial Pursuit, I'm not real good at because I don't pay a lot of attention to everything that's going on currently. Because it's not what I want feeding into me. See, there's just got, you start missing out on some of this world, and let me just tell you, what you gain's a lot better. What you gain's a lot better. Y'all stand with me this morning.
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.